Would you just tell us a bit about Ashley Farms and what you do there?
Yeah, sure. We're a third generation family pig farm. We're operating across three farms in West Waterford. It's run by my brother Jason and I today. It was established really in the 60s by my grandfather David, very much a small livestock holding at that time. My dad Jim then actually took over in the 70s, and he really developed the business through expansion, innovation and new markets. And today Ashley Farms is one of the top pork producers in Europe. We have 25 full-time staff, 1,800 sows across three farms. We produce all our own feed through our own mill, and we have in-house pedigree breeding unit as well, which provides breeding stock to our own farms and customers in Ireland, which is very unique. I suppose for us, we have three main pillars. It's really about, as farmers, our product needs to be safe and highly traceable. Animal welfare and the culture within the business is paramount, and also innovation, sustainability and efficiency.
You've married farming with high tech. How did you decide to pivot part of your business into this tech, or why did you decide to pivot?
One of the key things was our father, Jim, has always been at the forefront, I think, in terms of like driving on the business and looking for new opportunities. He's a real trailblazer, and we've taken that on board, and myself and Jason are very keen to continue to do that. We think there's loads of opportunities out there. It's just a matter of looking out for them. And again, for us as well, we have young families, so it's important for us, for the next generation, have something exciting to look forward to as well. And I just think there's so much opportunity out there, and agriculture is in a great position to be able to be a part of that whole story. And we hear a lot, obviously, about when it comes to climate, the impact, particularly in Ireland, that agriculture has. But I feel very strongly that farmers are a key and probably and the most important part, obviously, of solving that. And we're just delighted that we get the opportunity to do it, and we hope that it has a real positive impact going forward for the country.
I am delighted to be joined now by Pat Lynch, who is the director at Lean Industry 4.0, or LI4 for short. Tell me a bit about LI4. What do ye do?
So LI4 is, help companies in their digital transformation. So we go into organizations, we help them navigate complexity, because let's be honest, a lot of companies there's a lot of digital noise. Everyone has tools, data, everything is flown around. And so we make that all very efficient. We help save the company money. In a way, it's nearly like an analogy we kind of use is like Google Maps. You know, the way that you have the road, the Google Maps tells you where the road is, what's the best route, et cetera, like this.
Fastest route.
Yeah, real time, fastest route. And that's what we do inside in companies. So we help companies navigate their journey.
Okay. Yeah. Innovation itself often comes from necessity. What problem were you trying to solve when you started this project?
And I should say as well that LI4 was established by SETU to actually solve a digital transformation problem. You know, the problem we were seeing is that right across Ireland, and I've been in this industry for many, many years, is that you have hospitals that are struggling with patient flows, waiting lists. You have manufacturers that are under pressure. What's the latest machine that we could do? Is there a robot that we could do? What's the technology? You have hospital or you have hotels, public sector organizations that are trying to balance services with efficiencies. And we're all bombarded at the moment with so many tools. We've AI on the scene. We're bombarded. And what we actually have is a real digital noise. And what's actually after happening in a lot of places that we've brought technology in, but we're not seeing the productivity as a consequence of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what LI4 does. So we go into the organization, we actually look at the way that they work, and we then try to make it better. And okay, there's a lot more to it than that. Mm. But, we're streamlining.
Yeah.
And we do that through technology and data. So it's data-driven process optimization. And I would just add, the other part is that we would meet companies where they're at. So you don't have to be technologically savvy to be utilising optimisation. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that you can do.
I'm delighted to be joined now in studio by John Breen, who's the Chief Technology Officer with Neg8 Carbon. And John, just for our listeners, could you tell us a bit about what Neg8 Carbon do?
Well, essentially, carbon dioxide is the primary cause of climate change. It accounts for 65% of global warming. And we've put trillions of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere since the start of the Industrial Revolution. We can see the effects of it today, the climate disasters around the world. And essentially what we're doing is trying to solve that problem by taking the CO2 out of the atmosphere.
And how do you do that? For a layman like myself, how do you do that?
Okay, so essentially we've got devices with big fans that draw in large volumetric flows of air over a special material called adsorbent. And what the adsorbent does, it takes out the CO2 from the atmosphere and allows all the other gases to pass through. So it's like a big sponge. And when that sponge is full of CO2, we do the equivalent of squeezing it, which is we apply heat and vacuum, and that drives off to the CO2 and water vapour in a very pure form. And that CO2 then can be used for a variety of different applications. We can reuse it to make fuel. We can actually just lock it away out of the atmosphere by storing it underground in reservoirs or reacting with minerals in the ground. And, you know, it's important that we do something about it. And what we're doing at Neg8 Carbon is really very much at the cutting edge of the technology for direct air capture.
I was just going to come on to direct air capture itself. So this is the sponge, if you will, that you're taking all the carbon dioxide. So it is cutting edge. I'm assuming costly.
We have a very cost-effective solution. Our patented technology. First of all, we can use waste heat to bring down the cost quite dramatically. So we can capture CO2 for less than 0.5 megawatt hour per tonne of CO2. And the actual capex cost then of our equipment is also very cheap. We use readily available materials. There's no toxic or exotic materials, and it's very scalable.